We have our local iguanas, such as Fiji crested iguana. So they are already endangered species, and these introduced this giant invasive iguana, which we call American iguana, is also a competitor for food. They are primarily herbivores, so they reduce food source, such as they feed on vegetables, and also they damage flowers and plants, which can also affect our tourism industry. Furthermore, adding to it, they are excellent. They have excellent capability to migrate and multiply, as they easily colonize these humid tropical rainforests. And they also have a very high level of reproduction, where females can lay like 17 to 76 eggs per time. So it's really hard to control them. And moreover, this GII lives in burrows dug into the ground, which they also prefer to invade the inner lands and cause damage to the infrastructure, including seawalls, concrete, road damage, and landslides, causing damage to the buildings as well. So yeah, indefinitely, it causes a lot of problems.
Wow, they've actually contributed to landslides.
Yeah, they do, because they burrow into the land. And I think these modern iguana, or I could say they do invade into inner lands now. So they burrow under the soil, and yeah, that causes maybe probably a landslide.
And currently, what areas are affected by these American iguanas?
So there are four main islands in Fiji which are currently mainly infected. Those are like Gamea, and then Matangi, Lozala, Tavuni Islands as well.
And there was a recent report in Fijian media that they may have spread to Vanua Levu. Is that correct?
Yes, they have spotted in Vanua Levu as well, in Savu Savu.
How is it thought that they came to Fiji in the first place?
It is alleged to have been introduced illegally.
So the exact details aren't known?
Yes.
What is being done to try and contain them or eradicate them? In fact, what is the plan, containment or eradication?
We plan to eradicate. We got some international consultants, so we really, really want to eradicate it from Fiji. They have said that, you know, reptiles, nowhere in the world has a reptile has been eradicated ever, but they have given a very good way forward that it can be eradicated in Fiji if we take immediate action from now. GIS surveillance and education team, where BEF has recruited some local temporary biosecurity officers, and then who work every day for surveillance and culling of iguana at the islands, the four main islands I have mentioned. They also conduct surveillance in the neighboring islands of Gamea. And furthermore, there is work and plans in progress to eradicate iguana. Some of the consultations to the stakeholders have been done, and awareness program is also in place. So all those things may help eradicate them, maybe from Fiji.
And so the process of eradication, does it involve people physically picking them up and getting them that way?
Definitely. They will look for them. This team are in the ground all the time. So they basically do capture them. Like, they will wait for them with their, like, they're really talented local people. So they are in that area for a long time, so they are really trained, and I think they really know. And we have chosen one of their good leaders for them. Like, he has a military background, so he is in charge of them in the ground. So he has better knowledge of how to go about with the spotting iguana, but they are really good in camouflaging.
I vaguely remember a story from a year or more ago about the Fiji military being brought in to try and help eradicate. Is that correct? And if so, how did that go?
Yes, there was involvement, but I think it didn't go well, so we did not proceed further on that. We really like our, go on the ground silently with our local temporary biosecurity officers rather than guns in the field.